Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, rich, famous, and seemingly untouchable, celebrities may look like they have it all, but even the most successful stars can make major money mistakes. And today I want to jump into financial blunders that are made by your favorite stars, but perhaps more importantly, what we can learn from their slip-ups. And joining us to break all of this down tonight is Tshego Bokaba, consumer financial expert at the Momentum Group. So let's hope we get some insights here on how to avoid similar pitfalls. Tshego, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. I guess it's not just celebrities, but anybody, but particularly those with money and maybe people who've made money quickly. Why do you think they make such basic financial mistakes?
Good evening to you too. I think it's really multiple reasons, right? It's the first one, I must say, that is ignorance. Secondly, it's probably pressure, because especially if it's celebrities, there's a certain expectation from society that if you are a celebrity, then there's a certain level of wealth that you must display or portray. And mere men on the street look up to celebrities and they find themselves doing exactly the same mistakes that celebrities do, spending money that they don't have, impressing people so that they can get famous on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, X. Now we call it X. But yeah, so I find that it's really around just portraying something that you are not, which I can also say influenced by peer pressure and wanting to live a life that is actually not true or that is not real. So that's why people find themselves making mistakes. But importantly as well, people take financial management and financial education as something that doesn't talk to them. You know, why must I have a financial advisor? They don't take those kind of things seriously. Yet when you have a financial advisor, they'll help you to manage your finances, to put all measures in place to avoid those money pitfalls or those money mistakes.
That's very good advice. And often with this cohort that we're talking about, the money has come to them very quickly. And there is a lack of preparedness, not only for the fame, but how big the bank account is going to be.
Absolutely. It really easy come, easy go, right? Especially with proper financial management education. And also forgetting that some of these celebrities started getting this money early on in their lives. And that's why, you know, they were not prepared. They didn't know how to manage it prudently. And also most of the celebrities that we see, they die broke. Actually, they die poor. When they die, we must fundraise as a country, as a nation. We need to rally behind and find ourselves fundraising for people who really lived exorbitant lives or portrayed these are an exorbitant life. So we thought they were doing well, only to find that they actually were not doing well. They were living beyond their means, so they were spending irresponsibly without thinking about the future. So you are correct. It's actually money that came very easy.
Right.
And I believe in that saying that says easy come, easy go.
We're going to talk about some celebrities specifically. And let me just preface that by saying that we respect them. Some of them are no longer with us. Be that as it may, we'll handle this sensitively. But there are lessons to be learnt from various circumstances. And the first was Ricky Rick. How do you think his situation could have been avoided? And what can people do when it comes to estate planning to avoid the kind of mistakes that he made?
Estate planning is very important. And I always say it's a gift that you give to those that you leave behind. It's important that you have a will in place and make sure that that will is signed appropriately. It's signed adequately, because even in signing a will, there's a certain way in which you sign the will. There's a certain way in which your witnesses must sign as well. But it's also saying, this is how I want my estate, you know, to be shared, if that it is, or, you know, if you have children, this is how I want my children to benefit from it. If you have a spouse, this is how I want my spouse to benefit from it. So it really makes life easy. People don't have to deal with the heartache of having lost a loved one only, you know, when you don't have your will in place. They have to worry about those kind of things as well as mourn you. So if you can put a will in place and clearly articulate how you want your estate to be spread or how you want it to be managed upon, you know, your departure on earth, it is something that is very important, and it's something that mustn't be undermined. And it needs to be updated quite regularly as well. It's something that you need to check annually, update your beneficiaries, because things happen. make sure that you update your beneficiaries, make sure that annually you check if things are still the way they are, and you just keep it up to date.
It's also about allocation of assets and being specific about making sure that the will is legally binding. And we know that Joost van der Westhuizen's will wasn't legally binding. What are the most common mistakes that people make then when drawing up the will? So we understand that asset allocation is important, but you've just got to make sure that it's a valid document.
It's a valid document. It's signed properly. I mentioned something about witnesses. You know, you mustn't just take it lightly that you are merely a witness in a will. They must be over 14 years of age. You must make sure that whoever signs your will is at least 14 years of age and must not benefit in any way from that will. And the witnesses that actually witness on your will must not be nominated as an executor or trustee or a guardian in the will, right? So you must be very careful of those things, that before you sign, make sure that even the right people are signing from a relationship perspective as well. Check how related they are to you. Check if they are in any way mentioned in that will. You can't make them witnesses, and make sure that it's signed, the date is correct. They even go as far as the place where you signed that will. So everything must be followed and everything must be a true reflection when it comes to your will, because that thing is what they're going to take as your last wish on earth for your loved ones.
Tsekha, I know I don't hang out with her, but maybe you do, but let's talk about Kim Kardashian. you can tell us if you want, it's fine. Her famous robbery was linked to social media posts. People need to avoid flaunting their wealth online. It's a basic mistake, but people, whether you're a celebrity or whether you've just been promoted, maybe you've got a new car, maybe you've bought a new home, maybe you've got a new piece of jewelry yourself, you want to tell people about it. It's probably one of the worst things that you can do.
Absolutely. You need to protect yourself and also protect your loved ones, because when you flaunt everything that you own, everything that you've recently bought on social media, not only are you attracting criminal syndicates, but you're also endangering the lives of your loved ones. And I know there was a time where insurance houses, I don't know if that's still the case, but I would imagine it's still the case, where if you post that you are away on holiday and there's a burglary at your house or something happens, they actually don't cover you because they say you invited criminals into your home. You literally notified people that you are out of town and you are out and about and doing this. So it's important that you keep certain things private. Even as a celebrity, it might be difficult because you want to flaunt that jewelry, you want to flaunt that new car, but you are actually attracting criminal syndicates to you and your loved ones.
I am going to leave it there. There are two other lessons which we're not going to have time to get to, but one is overspending and high debt, and the other is a struggle with tax obligations. Both of those are self-explanatory, but I hope that drawing the lessons of some famous people can help all of us not make the same mistakes that they have in the past. Tsekho Bokaba, thank you very much indeed. Consumer financial education expert at the Momentum Group, and give my best to Kim Kardashian when you talk to her next.
Thank you so much. We'll certainly do. Bye-bye.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.